This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
As businesses reopen across Wisconsin, many workers who lost their jobs due to the pandemic find rejoining the workforce isn't easy. Bram Sablesmith reports.
Karen Miller wants to work. That's something the 65-year-old wishes more politicians would acknowledge about the 150,000 people like her who lost work in Wisconsin during the pandemic.
We were working. That's what they forget. We were working. We all had jobs. You took them away.
Miller digitized government documents for data dimensions in Janesville before the pandemic shut that work down in March 2020. She's been looking for a new job ever since. A heart condition limits the type of work Miller can do. She'd prefer to work from home, or at least sit at a desk. But when she puts her criteria into work search websites like Indeed.com, she says she gets results for physically demanding warehouse or delivery work, or even nursing jobs she lacks credentials for.
They just throw crap at you to see if it'll stick.
Her search has yielded a few good leads and even some interviews, but it's yet to result in a new job. She suspects her age has something to do with it.
I'm willing to take an entry-level position, but they don't want to train somebody that's 65 years old.
Earlier in the pandemic, Wisconsin lawmakers championed the cause of suddenly jobless workers like Miller, even as Republicans and Democrats blamed each other for an unemployment insurance system that drowned beneath a flood of claims and argued over how to fix it. Miller herself waited 11 weeks for her first unemployment check. That forced her to spend down her life savings and tap into Social Security 5 years before she preferred, permanently reducing her monthly payment from the federal retirement program.
But I need to supplement that. It's not enough to live on.
But as vaccinations allow businesses to reopen, Republican lawmakers have called for an end to federal unemployment supplements that give people like Miller an extra $300 a week. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the program a disincentive to work that prompts, quote, mischief among the unemployed. Miller has noted the shift in attitude towards the jobless.
They think we're all just sitting around.
But economists are mixed on whether the federal supplements actually disincentivize rejoining the workforce. The Indeed.com hiring lab found job searches initially increase in states that plan to end supplemental benefits, but have quickly returned to normal, or even below average levels. Other research indicates federal stimulus checks and unemployment supplements helped large swaths of Americans stave off hunger, anxiety, and depression. That's if they could get it. In Milwaukee, Pierre Young is struggling to pay his rent while his jobless claim goes through a lengthy appeals process that could take months. The 51-year-old sold his two trucks to make rent, but now he does not have a car to get to job interviews or work sites.
But I gotta have a roof over my head, so I had no choice, you know.
Madison bartender Jamie McPeters is waiting for his unemployment aid to come after his account was used for attempted fraud. He's leaving his industry altogether to pursue a career in graphic design. He says he won't miss restaurant work, especially during the pandemic.
People just didn't care. Like, they never saw us as actual people, or like, we can get sick and die.
And Karen Miller continues her own work search.
At this point, I'd be willing to work for just about, you know, minimum wage even.
With her Social Security, she does not need a high-paying job, she says, just one she can do. Bram Sablesmith, Wisconsin Public Radio.